my name is Dave Reske, CEO of NowSpeed Marketing. Welcome to this edition of In the Now, where we focus on uncovering the myths and misunderstandings of marketing and leadership with some of the world's most interesting people. And my guest today is Blake Thomas. Blake is the president and chief strategy officer of Pilot Fish, a marketing agency, and he also acts as a fractional CMO. With 20 years of experience, he's focused on helping startups and many other types of companies with branding and online marketing strategy and other marketing services. Blake, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you've had so much experience over these years. You know, let me just start with what kind of clients do you enjoy working with the most? Do you like the startups, big companies? What's the most fun for you?
Oh, God. You know what it really boils down to is the person behind the brand. So the most fun are definitely with the most interesting and coachable people as clients. That's I'm sure you can relate. I don't go after, you know, or take on a client based on a category or industry, although there is focus there to, you know, uncover an opportunity. But like they, a potential client and myself, we're interviewing each other. I mean, is this going to be a fit? The relationship piece has got to fit. And if that's the case, I've had a blast working with startups, startovers, you name it, in various industries. But I've got to go always back to what's my favorite. It boils down to the people I'm working with.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's the people, not the industry or the size. Yeah. Well, as you know, I like to start these conversations with a Mythbuster question. And one of the issues we were talking about is related to strategy and tactics. And so the myth I want to just explore with you is that there are many ways that marketing tactics can be really effective, even if you don't have a strategy. Is that true or not true?
I would say that's not true. I'd say that you're going to waste a lot more money than you planned on with that mindset.
But isn't there just a sense of just take action? You know, I think of the Nike slogan, right? Just do it. You know, when I started running, part of it was, you know, just get out there, put the shoes on, take my first steps and kind of get going. Isn't that true of marketing too? Just start your first PPC campaign, SEO optimize a page, get a web page up there, even if you don't have a strategy. Doesn't that work?
Well, sure. But that was a strategy. Just do it. And yeah. That was all encompassing. It was brilliant. Yeah, I mean, if you've got a piece articulated where people can relate to it, you're going to win. So prior to our recorded version of this podcast, you know, we talked about, you know, will strategy work alone? But it boils down to that disconnect with the internal teams oftentimes. So you're spending money on marketing. You're getting your message out there with a strategy or without, for this conversation's sake. Once it gets to the salesperson or the representative of that particular company, if their party sucks, no one's staying. So they've got to understand the strategy. They've got to understand the brand. They've got to understand what's in it for their potential customer, service related or product. It's critical. And I just see a lot of disconnection in that. And we talked earlier about the smaller to mid-sized companies that really lack that insight of their own branded business and are yet to articulate an actual voice or personality and concrete messaging framework that aligns not just with their external marketing, but also with their internal teams so that it's all connected. If you're going to run a marketing campaign without a strategy, you know, I think that's more of an awareness campaign. You just want your name out there.
Yeah. So let's explore this idea of strategy and what it means for a few minutes. Because I think that many people don't know what it means, and it's very, they confuse it with tactics. Just like you said, you know, sometimes, you know, when you just put up that first web page and get going, that's a strategy. Well, it is, but it doesn't mean you have a well thought out strategy. So let's just talk about like what it takes to have a well thought out marketing and brand strategy. And first of all, maybe you could unpack that for us a little bit. You know, what's the difference between a brand strategy and a marketing strategy?
Well, I think they coexist and they should ultimately, but your brand strategy really is, in my experience, based on competitive and consumer insights for that particular business and brand. Once you do your research and do your homework and actually have a foundation to work from, an architecture of sorts, you become the customer. And so what we want to understand while you're building the strategy is, what is that customer cycle? And to make it simple, you know, what's in it for them? I think that the strategy is going to answer that right away. So what's in it for them? What does your product and service do for them personally or professionally? It's unanswered. It's like, we can articulate one industry or many. I think the strategy piece is just the path that you take a customer down that is well thought and planned, because you've taken the time to connect with your customers in such a personal and intimate sense that you understand them fully. And that is the basis of developing a really sound strategy, so that you're able to mimic that for thousands or millions or however you want to, you know, whatever your market base is.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said a couple of powerful things that I just want to unpack a little bit more. So you talked about, you know, the brand strategy being based on research. And, you know, in my experience working with both B2B and B2C companies, sometimes I see B2C companies being better at that. They're thinking, and I'm generalizing here, but often they're thinking more about research. They're thinking about more about consumer insights. In B2B companies, often it's based on sales experience. They're not doing as much research, and they're kind of just jumping in and, yay, the CEO sold this guy or gal, and so that must mean that's what the market wants. Or we got an order from this company, and so let's shift and let's make our product like that. You know, do you see the same thing? Do you see B2C companies being better at this research-informed strategic branding thinking, and B2B companies being more sales-driven? Or am I kind of overgeneralizing here?
No, I think you're spot on. And yes, that seems to be the fact in my experience too. And I work with both B2C and B2B clients. It's funny though, if you look at a B2B client, these are not brick and mortar to brick and mortar communications. They're human to human. So we are all, at the end of the day, there's a human being making a decision based on what. And if it's a B2B play, you know, there's a lot of, depending on the industry you're in, you know, there's a good old boy network to tap into, where your name and your reputation is definitely important part of that. But in your marketing communications, that personalization should certainly come into play as part of your overall strategy. Who are you, and why do you exist, and what's the purpose? It's still human to human business. Yeah. So it's critical that they both pay attention to.
Yeah, that is so important. So what do you think B2B companies can learn from the B2C, kind of about doing more research oriented, you know, work to get better at building brand strategies that's informed by research? Or should they just stay more sales focused and just learn from that last sales interaction?
I think the sales piece is expected for sure.
Yeah.
But there's always that relationship piece again that comes into play. So what is the relationship of your brand and business to that particular client that you're going to solve a problem for? And I see this a lot in a really overlooked category, manufacturing, industrial type clients. You know, they're so into the machinery, they're so into the process, they're so into, you know, specifically what they do and how they do it. It gets overlooked as to who it really impacts. So once you start uncovering the bottom line, the reality of why we do what we do and what it is that's going to make your life better, that piece is more of a insightful strategy that you can incorporate into your sales process. And I think that would certainly strengthen the relationship build process. And it has. because people want to deal with people they like. I mean, that's just the reality of anything. People want to work with, buy from a brand that they trust and like for whatever reason. Relationship is everything in B2B and B2C. So I think the relationship component's got to be relevant into each strategy, whether that's a sales or marketing push.
So I think that's a really powerful idea that the relationship is everything. How do you build that, take that concept and put it into a brand strategy? Or can you? Your brands, by nature, impersonal things that have nothing to do with the relationships that you're building.
Well, sure. I mean, it's been said that a brand is like a baby, right? I'm a dad. I remember when my daughter was born. And you know what? There is a blank canvas right there, although that's my little brand, so to speak. And my job is to mold her and develop her and teach her and educate her and fill her with compassion and love. And it's almost the same thing as a person's business. It's the same love and passion that you have for what you're doing in life professionally that you have for your own child. I mean, that's an analogy I can share with you because I believe that's 100% true. So to ball it into a strategy, again, go back to your value and why you even started this. Why? That's the magic marketing question. Why are we doing this? Right. And going beyond that, why are you in business and who for? And what's in it for them? Yeah. So this all these go into a strategic mindset of really the personalization of brand building and strategy building. Really, it's all unique to everybody, and every single unique business out there has something special that needs to be uncovered and articulated.
Yeah,
and so, marketing.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that the process of building a brand strategy starts fundamentally with looking for answers to these core questions around why are we in business? Why do we do what we do? Who does it impact? What does it do for them? And once you kind of get answers to those questions, whether you're doing consumer research or talking to salespeople on the B2B side, you're really getting that insight you need to then build out the brand.
Insight is everything in my world, and I built my business on that. Insights are so valuable. It's like the gold that you dig for. So for a B2B client, I recently did a full brand build for a startup up in Dallas. And part of the insight equation of that was they had no story. So I interviewed their clients. I wanted to know, what is it? And it was enlightening because there is so much, even though they're a B2B manufacturer, and we're talking a company who sells to Raytheon. I mean, that's $1 billion-plus company. It is critical to know what that insight is so that we can take that information, roll it into a strategy, put it into a tagline, put it into our overall communications, and then it makes sense. Interestingly, when you do that, you find, at least my clients find, that they've got something to build on and they find results with quickly because what their communications say is the truth. There's no fluff here. That's actually who they are. And that's what they believe. It's just articulated. You know, this clients have a hard time. Well, we help them say what they can't say. And a big part of that is insight-driven research from the human being, from you and I. I just find that extremely valuable.
Yeah, and as you said, it just makes such a huge impact when you're speaking the truth and you can and get that articulated. So you're an expert in this. You've been doing this for many years. So you get that piece. The piece that I found fascinating in what you just said is that insights are everything. And you're having hours. I can imagine you're having hours of conversation with customers and salespeople and, you know, trying and looking at research data and website data and all this stuff. And then you get this concept in your mind that's the insight, right? And it's that, maybe it's that aha or that thing, or maybe it's a few insights that you're testing with the client. But that piece, you know, often it feels like, and I don't know if you get this response to your from your customers, like, you know, you look at it and you say, oh, anybody could have come up with that, right? Like, go back to my Nike example, just do it, right? So yeah, anybody could say that. That's so easy. What are you talking about? You charge me $1,000 or $100,000 or, you know, $1 million for that? What are you, crazy? But it takes that insight. So what do you attribute that to in your own world? Like, what allows you as a marketing expert to come up with that insight where, you know, Joe or Sue or somebody else on the street couldn't do that? What is it that allows you to be able to create insights for your clients?
It's based on fact. I go out and find it. I don't pull it out of my back pocket. Yeah. I'm not that marketing guy that says, oh, I'm the marketing genius and I've got an idea for you that's going to make you millions. It doesn't work that way. You know, again, every client is unique, whether you're B2B or B2C. And the insight factor is unique to everyone, every individual, and every single brand and company. So what is it? That's all I want to know. That's where I start. And when you start there, you're 99.9% on the right track, because it's no fluff involved. And interestingly, when you go down an insight-driven research path to start building a strategy or a campaign or whatever you're working on, you want to also uncover the not so good news. And I've been down some of these paths with clients that the insights that we were able to discover for them were more valuable than the ad campaign we were creating. Hmm. In other words, they made changes to their business based on feedback from their actual customers. Hmm. That was worth millions. Hmm. So there's a lot of value that once you discover that truth and that insightfulness of a brand or business or human being, you just follow that and follow it all the way down to the creatives. You know, you write a brief that's based on fact, insight, real research, and intimate knowledge of a business and brand, and you give that off to your creative staff, it's amazing what they can come up with based on reality of that specific brand.
Yeah.
But insight's got to be spot on, and it can't be made up.
Very, very powerful. Because what you're saying is, like, the people often start with, you know, maybe a CMO or VP of marketing is starting with, I really need a marketing strategy that's going to create a marketing campaign. But what you're saying is, once you do that research to get to the marketing strategy, it really can impact the business strategy, how they're serving their customers, what service lines or product lines are effective, what features and functions they need to add or subtract in order to win in the marketplace. You're really giving them insight in how to win. Rather, and win not just with a marketing or communications campaign, but the product, the delivery, the customer service, all of those kinds of things. So, you know, it feels like you got to have that kind of collaborative relationship with the management team, with the you know, CMO, in order to really take advantage of the insights that you're learning. How often does that happen? Or do clients just kind of take the strategy work they're doing and say, that's fine, give me the ad, put out the thing, and let me worry about the rest? Are they kind of taking those insights deeper, or maybe I shouldn't put your clients on the spot, is, you know, how often does that happen? Or, you know, what kind of relationship do you have to make that happen?
That's a great question. And you know what happens 9 times out of 10, a light bulb goes off in their head, because they already know this. They just didn't know how to say it, or they may have thought, of that idea in a different way. You know, our job as marketers and brand people are to shrink that big idea into something consumable quickly, right? The light bulb that goes off when you come to a client with your ideas based on the facts, based on what their customers said, based on what the competition's doing, based on all sorts of information. You know, we can go look at reviews, we can just find out all sorts of behaviors. But when the client sees the work come together, there's no question, because nothing's been made up here. It's just been creatively articulated. And once that's been done, now let's go spend some money and put this message out in the public. Let's target our customers with this message, because this is us. This is, in fact, what we do, how we do it. And most importantly, this is what's in it for you. Hmm. And once that client sees that ad or goes to the store or picks up the phone, it's spot on, because that is going to be the experience that they can expect. So there's really not a disconnection when you go down that truth road.
And what happens if you don't do that? So I think we've all had clients where they just said, hey, I've got $50,000 over the next 6 months. We're on an ad campaign. Here's the message. Here's the concept for the ad. Go run it. Go spend the money, build the web landing page, whatever. What happens if they, and sometimes we expect the clients to be brilliant and to be right. And so we hope that they've done all the research, but if they haven't, what happens when you go out there with that campaign and they haven't thought of the strategy, or they haven't, you know, paid you to build the right strategy?
So, well, are you asking me if a client already knows what they want and wants you to develop it, kind of?
Yeah, the strategy isn't there, and they ask you to run the campaign.
Right. I'll give you an example. So I had a client who was a new home builder based out of Chicago years ago. And when I first met them, they're an 80-year-old company. So they've been around a while, family business, big company. I won't mention names, but when I first met them, they wanted us to create a full page color ad in the Chicago Tribune Sunday edition. This is, mind you, 8 years ago. And I looked at them and I said, you know, sir, whether you hire us or not, I'm going to save you $20,000 a month right now, because we're not doing that. And he's like, what do you mean? I go, why are you advertising, number one, in the newspaper in 2015, like for $5,000 a pop? And that was their only marketing they were doing. So I'm thinking, and they're invisible on digital and social. I'm like, okay, whether you hire me or not, I can create, here's what we'll do. I'm going to give you a proposal on a rebranding project. So we really need to dig into who you are, who you're for, and what we're all about. And I will create your full page color Sunday Tribune ad for you for free if you sign on with that. And so we created this ad that was based on a little information that we had from the client. And he was grateful, and it was a cool ad. Did it get traction? No. Okay. But we earned their trust by just by being honest with them. It's like, look, and then we started to go into our rebranding project, which is heavily based on insight, and interviewed clients, subcontractors, investment partners, you name it. And what we were able to articulate from them was the basis for exponential growth. We sold out their communities all in Chicago. They've since went off to Nashville and broke around in 5 different communities there. So without the inside part, without that strategy piece, without the concrete facts of who we are, who we're for, and what we're all about, you're going to be marketing yourself like you're marketing a full page ad in the paper today. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, what I often see with clients like that is they're kind of guessing, and they're asking you to start an ad campaign based on a guess. And it may work, it might not work, but you don't really know going in. And I think what you're saying with your approach is that you're creating ads, you're creating campaigns, you're creating strategy based on facts and insights that are real. And that you have a much, much better chance of success in that, which is really what it's all about. You know, I think, it's funny, as a digital marketer, I often think about metrics and the core metrics to evaluate campaigns. And one of the metrics I think about where you can really measure that, the impact of what you're doing, is really in conversion rates. So if you run an ad campaign, you can measure the click-through rate on the ads, and you can measure the conversion rate once somebody gets to a landing page or to a website. And that's a direct result of the effectiveness of the language, the offer, and the strategy itself. Can you think of other metrics, you know, in campaigns that CMOs should be thinking about to measure the effectiveness of their brand? Yes, long term, you can think about, yeah, the business is going to take exponential growth. But in the short term, what should they be looking at as kind of core metrics to help think about the effectiveness? Oh, I think you're on mute there. Yeah, no worries.
You know, just testing your ideas first are critical, as you probably are aware, but and most CMOs will be able to agree with that. But, you know, there's unfortunately not a guarantee that everything's going to work unless everything is aligned. And there's so many components to why it should work and why it didn't or all that. I look at, you know, you talk about metrics and data and all that. So in my view, I look at the behavior is more important to me than the metrics. I want to look at the data to follow a path to success, as you do. We want to know what works, what's not, what's getting traction, what isn't. But ultimately, the clients have to results. So we can show them all sorts of metrics and data of how well our ads are performing, with impressions or click-through rates or conversion rates and all that. But what about the sales? Where are the sales? And so I go down oftentimes a dangerous path, as many marketers have told me. I'm interested in the results, the hard results, the sales, the revenue. I want to know, because that's why you hired me. Now, I'm not responsible for your staff to be able to sell to their, you know, in their A game. That's your job. My job is the invitation to the party. I'll get them there. But if they got their business aligned and their internal teams are, you know, sharp and know the product and know the customer and know, you know, how to close a deal, great. Then everybody's going to win. But I am all about starting with and ending with the human component.
Yeah, that's very powerful. Well, Blake, this has been a great conversation about strategy, insights, using insights to build out your strategy and making sure that you're on the right path. And so if, you know, by the way, before we finish this conversation, I got to ask you about your dogs. So who do you got back there?
Can you see them?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. They're right there.
Yeah. That's Bella, my German Shepherd rescue.
Yep.
Marshall, my pit bull. So they're lovers. They're a boyfriend, girlfriend, man. It's just weird. but they're my loves. I'm a dog lover through and through. And Marshall, interestingly, is the first pit bull I've ever had the opportunity to get to know. And he's my girlfriend's dog. So this dog is a lover. I've always been scared to death of pit bulls. Yeah. You know, look at all the generalizations and the crap you hear on the news, but man, now they're awesome. That's so awesome. I'm glad they were quiet for our conversation, except for one minor bark you may have heard 15 minutes in, but hey, they've been good.
That's great. Well, it's clearly you've got some amazing dogs there, and I'm glad they were part of our conversation as well. That's awesome.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hope they weren't distracting.
Yeah, not at all. So yeah, Blake, thank you again for taking the time to talk to our audience. I think your insights are very powerful. I think that, you know, I learned a lot about leveraging data and making sure you get to facts and insights. And I think one of the things that are particularly important about what you said is that, you know, creating that marketing strategy is going to make your campaigns better, but it's also could really affect the business, you know, making core decisions. So clearly you're an expert on this and you can help a lot of companies. If people want to get in touch with you to learn more about your services or how to work with you, how would they do that?
Check out our website at pilotfish.agency.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time, Blake. Thanks again for joining us.